To be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But I,
when they tell you.
I think, yeah. If he had a good nap and got some good chicken noodle soup, then, you know, we'll see if he, you know, based on this morning, I don't know. I think it's more likely that he doesn't play, but there is a chance that he does.
Are there any other, with this going around now, I mean, it's going around the NBA, but now it's, this is the third player and you a little bit. Are there any other precautions that are being taken to avoid this?
No, you know, we're kind of talking and trying to think of everything we can do, but there's, you know, I think nothing that I could give you or that, you know, it's somewhat inevitable and impossible to, you know, not to, can't walk around in a bubble all day, so.
How's the team's identity kind of shifted with these players that are kind of now overlooked from other teams coming together over here and succeeding?
I mean, I don't really look too much in the past, and I just, you know, I think the group is coming together and they're playing in a way that's, you know, very unselfish, defensively and offensively. I think the way they're covering for each other and the activity on the defensive end with shifts and stunts and rotations is getting better. And then offensively, you know, the assists and the way we share the ball and make the extra pass. And I think it's a group that enjoys playing together and wants to do well and wants to have success. And I don't know if they think much about anything in the past. I think we're much more focused on, you know, how we get better going forward.
Speaking of the past, I have a past question.
I don't like those.
Yeah, this will be okay. Kyle Korver's had this fabulous run last year with consecutive threes.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's shooting 55% on threes. Is he actually getting better shooting threes? And what do you see in his game that he's having to, you know, people are playing him for this, and yet he's still shooting at that level?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the things that we gave Kyle a lot of credit for that, you know, was something impressive is that Kyle's getting better. Most people don't think of players, you know, at this stage of their career as they get past, you know, 6-8 years, that they don't necessarily improve. But I think Kyle is getting better. I hopefully a lot of our players are improving, getting better. His footwork, his ability to read screens and understand the offense, I think is just getting even better with you know, the more time we're together. But I mean, he's an incredible shooter, so I think, you know, it's not like he just became that. But I think
does he literally shoot the ball better than when he first came to you?
I mean, I couldn't say that I feel that he shoots it better. You know, I was, if I'm being totally honest, I was blown away with how he shot it last year, and now I guess he's percentage wise he's shooting it even better. He's a unique shooter, and I don't sense that he's gotten better, but I do feel like the understanding of how he can get his shots and where he gets his shots and, you know, the screening and the passing and all of those things around him has maybe hopefully gotten a little bit better, and include that with him getting a little bit better. Maybe that's helping him shoot, you know, whatever percentage you just said he's shooting.
Do you think there's anyone who's ever shot the ball better than he does on a regular basis over a long term, you know, his career?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, I think the league has had some pretty amazing shooters without getting into names, and I probably forget somebody, but, you know, I think for me it's been whatever, you know, a season and 20, 25 games, and it's for me it's been, I like to tell these guys, oh, I'm lucky to have him. He makes me a lot better coach, and I haven't personally seen anybody on a night in, night out, you know, shoot it like he has for whatever it's been now, 90, 100 games.
Coach, what have you seen from Derrick Rose on tape?
You know, his ability just to get into the paint and, you know, his kind of mid-range and the floaters and all the different shots that that he can make. And then, of course, he can still get to the rim and attack and collapse the defense and find teammates. And, you know, it looks like he's on a good little run. You know, watching some of their recent games, and he looks good.
They obviously have more offense.
I think they should rest him tonight.
I don't think that's going to happen. Tonight's 11 straight.
So okay. Like,
sorry. They obviously have more offensive options this season than last season. Do you find him striking a balance between being a primary scorer and also facilitating when you've watched him on film?
Yeah, you know, I think that they can attack you in a lot of different ways, or they've got more options, you know, some really talented offensive guys, and I do think he's striking that balance. And you know, there's probably been times over the last 3-4 years when so much was expected of him, and now he's, I think, you know, as a group, they've got more ways that they can you know, attack you offensively, and maybe the burden isn't on him. And I think that's a great thing for any player. And I think he's finding that niche, or finding the rhythm and the balance of both. And it's not good for the rest of us, but, you know, he looks good.